The seemingly unthinkable appears to have happened in the sporting world, with perennial underachievers England making it through to tomorrow morning's Euro 2020 final against Italy at Wembley Stadium in London. And considered by many to be the great chokers of international football, England advanced to the final after a controversial extra time finish against crowd favourites Denmark, while the Italians went through after beating Spain on penalties. Comedian Kristen Head of Football and co-head coach of Northern Rovers Premier Women's Team, Andrew Clay, joins us now to share his thoughts on tomorrow's big game. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. That's a mouthful of an intro, isn't it? And quite an odd one. But
are you all of those things?
I am. You had that correct. But it seems a weird combo to hear it back out loud. Yeah,
maybe hard to understand. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, our time. Where can you watch it in New Zealand?
Well, you can watch it on Sky, but I'm trying to find a pub. They can't sell alcohol till 8 o'clock, which will disturb a few people from the British background, I dare say. But I know that a lot of my expat friends, and I myself are from British heritage, first generation, will be trying to find a pub to share in what will ultimately be an emotional roller coaster. This will be either the greatest team of footballers that's ever lived, or a pack of idiots who don't know how to finish out a tournament, depending on how the results goes, of course.
Right. Do Italy hold the edge over England? They do historically anyway, don't they?
They do. They've won 4 World Cups, only 1 European Championship, but this is an Italian team that hasn't lost for 33 international games, which is All Black-like, if you want a comparison. So people think they're talking like when they won the semi-final, they've already won something. They haven't. And this is a very, very good Italian team. And to be honest with you, it's very hard to pick. Chance of it going to extra time and penalties, I would have thought, is very high.
So what would it mean for English football if they could get the result tomorrow?
Well, what it would mean is they'll hopefully every commentator who commentates on an English football game will stop referring to 1966 when they last won something. That's what it will mean, I think.
Yes.
You can always play a drinking game around how many times they mention 1966 when England start doing well in a competition. So that'll be one thing. They put everything into it. All these countries, most countries around the world, Europe, South America, even Asia, it's their whole national identity is around football, and same way that ours is around rugby. If you can imagine that, except even more volatile, even less of a good life to live for. So this, everything's football. The whole identity of the country, whole identity of each town, if their local football team does well, is massively wrapped into football. To a disturbing level.
It was the World Cup, though, in 66. This is the Euro Championship. Are they getting the two confused, or are they just...
They just want to win something.
Yeah, they want to win something. Right.
It's the next biggest thing. Like, the World Cup's the biggest, but Euros is a very, very significant tournament to win. The only other big one to win, to be honest, for an international team.
And England are actually going in as the favourites? That's according to our TAB.
Well, that will be done mathematically because of the number of expats, English here compared to expat Italians. And I do know a few expat Italians here, too, by the way. But that'll be just purely on the money spent on England. It won't be an analytical review of the game. I would have thought in terms of real favouritism, Italy would just edge it. But there would have been a plunge money-wise on England, I would have thought. And that's why they're favourites on the TAB here.
Okay, the elephant in the room, Andrew. Did England go through to the final on the strength of that deliberate dive by Raheem Sterling?
Raheem Sterling, I don't think it was a deliberate dive. I think he was touched very lightly and didn't bother keeping his balance. I've seen worse penalties. I've seen that one not given. Probably more. It shouldn't have been a penalty. I think that's fairly clear. But the fact that it was, I've seen worse decisions than that. And to be fair, earlier in the game, Harry Kane had been called for a tiny, tiny foul, stepped into the penalty area, was absolutely sized down, and a penalty wasn't given, and a foul was given against Harry Kane. My point being that you can go back through different parts of the game and said we was ruled there as well. So, you have to just take those things in the game. If you're Denmark, you'd be furious, but England have been dealt some pretty cruel blows. A few years ago in a World Cup, before goal line technology, they had a long range shot that went over the line against Germany, and there was no goal line technology back then. Clearly went in, wasn't caught, they lost the game. It balances out.
Hey, well, the final's being held at Wembley, so that's the home of football in England, so it'd be a bit of an advantage, more than a bit, won't it, for England?
Yeah, it will be, but you can go through the stats of people having not won games when they've had the home advantage as well. It's fairly 50-50. Last time England won, 1966, was at Wembley. But, the people say it's a bit of an unfair advantage, but Italy have won all their World Cups away from home. So, yeah, I don't know so much of it, so that much of an advantage. It would be a great potential, the COVID spreader, though, I have to say.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. They've had big crowds with the tennis, and this is huge, this Euro Championship as well.
There's an Italian in the Wimbledon final, so it could be a big weekend for Italy.
Yes. I got some texts through here, Andrew, saying you can watch the game on Prime TV in the morning.
There you go. But, I mean, if you've got Sky, it's Sky TV. Most football fans have Sky.
Well, good luck. Good luck finding a pub. Cheers. That's Andrew Clay.